Are you the woman who got caught in adultery? Welcome to Rise Up. This is Father Jonathan Meyer. Next week is going to be Holy Week, my people, and I'm excited. Our gospel passage today is John chapter 8, 1 through 11. This is the woman caught in adultery and basic theology that we go over again and again and again. But unnamed women in the Bible are an opportunity for you and for me to identify ourselves. We are the church. We are the bride. Male and female, we are as baptized Christians, but we are espoused to Jesus, the Lamb of God. We are espoused to Jesus, and that nuptial wedding banquet takes place at every single Mass. We are invited to the wedding feast of the Lamb. And so this woman caught in adultery is not just a specific woman. John the evangelist, John the gospel writer, is not just picking on women. There is a woman caught in adultery. There is a man caught in adultery in this situation as well. But it is the woman because we're supposed to identify with her. All throughout the Hebrew Old Testament, we have the people of Israel caught in adultery. Father Mike Schmitz in Bible in the Year says that our hearts are idol-making factories. We are constantly worshiping the wrong thing. We're constantly putting things before God. And we're called to repent of it. And one of my favorite things when people come and confess sins to me, it doesn't matter, it doesn't have to be adultery, but when people confess mortal sins to me in the confessional, I often will say to them, you know, I say to you today the same thing that Jesus said to the woman caught in adultery, go and sin no more. I'm not here to judge you, I'm not here to shame you, I'm not here to beat you up, that's not my role. My role is to say to you, go and sin no more. Same is true for you today. So God wants you to go and sin no more. So spend some time today just in prayer and reflection about that woman being caught, that woman being found, that woman being judged, but that woman encountering mercy, which is Jesus, the Lamb of God, the bread of life. And he says, go and sin no more. Let's pray for that grace that we go and sin no more today. We go and sin no more this week. We go and sin this more this Lenten season. We go and sin no more the rest of our entire lives. Amen. Have a blessed day.